Well, thank you very much to Niloufer and Rania to be here. I'm very proud to share this session with Rocío García, who is our president of InMujeres, and of course with my colleagues Alma and Yacine and Alison. Para las mujeres,
for the women who are coming from the academic world, there's an explanation regarding this crisis, especially for those who were working more than 30 years, the crisis, and especially we have the experience that we are bringing from the South. There's a theory, there's several theories, and some is the economy of the monetary production, the rate of income, and of course, we cannot live separated this problem. Somebody who has here, sorry, and that is giving us a background to be able to understand the reason of this crisis and how we can present alternatives on a medium and long term to come out of the crisis and also to diminish the inequalities existing between men and women. I would like to point out another point that is extremely important. The path for that to starting from the institutions of Bretton Woods are in a certain way creating, starting 1971 when we broke up with the mechanism of Bretton Woods, they created this situation for the present crisis. This crisis was not generated by the subprimes, not with the technological bubble, but they are coming from far behind. This is extremely important because it's exactly starting from 71 to 2008, and I'm putting this date because that's the devaluation of the dollar and the gold when we are breaking the agreements of Bretton Woods, because on September 15, we come to the end of the investment banks of Lehman Brothers. And there we create, and it's present in the White Book presented by Geithner, the president of the Federal Reserve of the United States, there's a process that is regulating all the financial circles, not only the institutions, but also the corporations and the hedge funds. When yesterday, with a fascinating occurrence, they showed us how those countries, especially Latin America, the crisis comes through the area of commodities and the derivative markets established in the Chicago Board of Trade.
What would be the alternatives, the immediate alternatives for decisions to be taken at the short term and the medium term? I would say, first of all, the employer of last resort would be the government, as we saw it at an exhibit with Randall Ray last week. Then, as Rocío says, we have a working group of academicians at the university and in the government, and we have studied at the conference in Istanbul, and we presented at the conference in Istanbul an employment program for Mexico that is inclusive of women. This program that was studied at UNAM, University of Mexico, was also presented in Buenos Aires and at the Levy Economic Institute.
Incorporarlo no solamente en lo que viene a ser el bagaje de la economía, sino también para un como un objetivo político. Esta idea me parece que es muy importante para el caso de Bolivia y también para el caso...
Sorry, it seems to be not only as a mechanism for the economy, but as a political objective. Also, regulation and new financial reform for our countries, where the development bank plays a fundamental role. Mexico, a country with a great institution, has now fallen into the ranks of the microcredit as if this was the way out of the crisis for our country and the path to development in our country as well as other development countries. In Bolivia, the development bank was closed because it was a corrupt bank, and now its fundamental development rests on the strength of microcredit. Therefore, we can also try to mend better health networks and social fabric, but we see the absence of the state in these reforms. We have to go back to the state as a source of better regulation. We cannot stand by, as we have been until now, waiting for solutions to the crisis to appear and the elimination of the toxic assets as recommended by Standard and Poor's and Fitch. And now, the group of 20 have agreed among themselves to save these toxic assets in order to improve or to save the financial channels. Therefore, the way out is not to repair the banks, which would be the good exit. We need, and I say this again, employment programs. And it is very important to indicate that Mexico, 100 years after a social revolution that was in tangent with the Russian Revolution, we still have social institutions, as our representative Rocio Garcia has indicated. The world has been yielded teachings on how to effect these changes. I believe that Alison could indicate these, spell them out very well, with the concept of well-being as it is mentioned in the Constitution that has just been approved by the Constituent Assembly of her country. This was only my introduction in order to make comments, and I stay here. We don't have any more time. I think it is very important that the idea remains that the idea of the employer of last resort. To leave this idea with you, the countries of the Southern Cone, especially Bolivia, where I have had many opportunities to interview the Minister of Work, these countries have not been able to surpass the stage of being democratic governments that represent social pressures or social movements, and they need to be sure that they can work as the employer of last resort.